Blog Talk Radio.
If you're hearing that joint, it must mean one of two things, or actually, it means two things. One, it's Wednesday. Two, this is the Cave Show with TLR. This is PLR. We always funk up Wednesday with a little bit of Prince. So what's on the show today? Oh my goodness, we've got so much. We've got the one only me and Chambers coming on in about 10 minutes after the hour. But we are also talking, the Suns made some roster moves. There's always a little bit of NBA tidbits to get into when the season's only a week away. Major League Baseball, ooh, the Nationals are smoking. I told Yankee fans, if you didn't get to Gerrit Cole, you'd be in trouble. And you didn't get to Gerrit Cole on a day he was gettable. We'll talk about that. Joe Maddon, welcome to L.A. Jalen Ramsey is a Ram. The Cowboys, what are they going to do? This talk about firing Jason Garrett. Oh, my God. Leave that stuff alone. A little bit of tanking. Mario on the bench. All these things we're going to get into today right here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. And we are brought to you by the one and only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School and Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Get in there, check them out. Make sure you let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Again, that is Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, serving beer and wine. You can get a locker, become a club member. Never worry about sticks going bad. There is a plethora of televisions there for you to watch. Make sure you're checking out all the games. They do have the NFL League Pass. You can watch all your basketball games, watch the rest of the MLB playoffs, and you can watch every college game all the time. Listen, there's no reason for you not to be at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights. Again, let them know that PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Give you a quick reset on things we are talking about. Suns make roster moves. A lot of other NBA news. Jalen Ramsey is now a member of the Rams. I told you before, the Cowboys are not firing Jason Garrett. Get off of it. Leave it alone. Like my man Prince said in Purple Rain, get off that. Let that go. What's going to happen with tanking? Mariota's bench. And I told Yankee fans, you had to get to Cole. You had your chance. You had your chance. He was hittable, and you didn't do it. And now you got to come with that starting pitching 3 days in a row? You are cooked. And Joe Maddon is now a member of the Angels, the new manager. So we'll get into all that. Like I said, we got Mia Chambers coming on at 10 minutes after. Let's open up these phone lines in case anybody has anything. We got 7 minutes. It is all calls made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. You're on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
Good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou, and it is wet over here.
Oh, you guys, you're looking out for Noah's Ark at this point from what I hear.
Yeah, we are. And they canceled the game about noon this afternoon. Oh, what a shock.
Yeah. Yep, that was in the works already from yesterday, if I read correctly. But, Lou, you had a chance. He was hittable yesterday. He was hittable. And you couldn't push him across. And now this game is rained out, which means that the Yankees rely on their bullpen a lot. You can't use them Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's going to be some problems.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to go with Tanaka tomorrow.
He's got to go deep. If Tanaka's in the game in the seventh inning, that means everything is good. You guys are winning. If Tanaka's out of the game in the fifth inning, that's not good.
No. And this series started off so well.
It did. You got the Greinke. You did. You got to Greinke. So now you got to get to Greinke again. Because you got the bad one from Gerrit Cole once. I don't think he has another bad one in the tank. I really don't.
I get your problem.
So
But it's only 2-1, and of course teams have come back from that before, and there have been teams that come back from 3-1. So we're down, but we're not out.
I'm going to say something that's going to hurt your feelings. I've seen teams come down from 0-3.
Namely, a certain team from Boston.
Bloody Sox.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So, yeah, no.
I saw the series.
Zach Greinke versus Masahiro Tanaka, and then that's game four, then game five, it's going to be Justin Verlander versus James Paxton. I will say this, Lou, and I mean no disrespect. I know the Yankees are your team. If you lose to Greinke, and you have to come back and to win this series, you got to beat Verlander and Cole back-to-back, you're in trouble.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but I still see that, you know, we were able to come back from this. We've been in this situation before.
It makes for good baseball, but I tell you what, the Cardinals are like, who cares? I mean, the Nationals are like, who cares? We're rested.
Yeah. I mean, I did expect them to win, but I didn't expect a sweep.
Incredible performance.
Yeah.
They just
played
great baseball.
I mean, they did say
baseball.
They were a team to watch out for in the playoffs in this round.
Yeah, they played great baseball. Howie Kendrick, the old man, really came through for him. Just incredible baseball.
I don't think you consider him old.
Oh, baseball old. Not my age.
Okay.
Yeah, baseball old. But I tell you what, it wasn't just him. That pitching. Look, this is it again, and I'll say that just like I say with football. In football, we always want to talk about being cute, throwing the ball everywhere. But when it's game time and the chips are on the line, if you can run and you can stop the run, you go deep. In baseball, again, I think the Yankees have good arms. But when you have really good arms and those arms are pitching well, I don't care who you're putting in that batter's box. I'm going pitching over hitting.
Yeah, most people do that.
Yeah. So, that's the way, like I said, I could be wrong, but I will always pick the team with the best pitching. That's why I picked the Astros. Look, if the Astros just had Verlander and Cole, I'd be like, you know what, but there's two other games, and if you get one of them. But as soon as they signed Greinke, as soon as they made the trade for Greinke with the Diamondbacks, I said, go ahead and set them for their rings. Because you're not going to get all three of them.
No.
But what else you got for me, my friend?
You know, it's good about the comment on the National Series, but, you know, I think whoever they do play, I don't know what to make of the series, though. If it's gonna be Yankees, I think it'll be a World Watch series. But if it's going to be Houston, I don't think so.
You know what? I don't know. See, I think baseball is different than other sports when it comes to World Series. I think no matter what, you lost your West Coast viewers that are not just diehard baseball fans. Once the Nationals won, You basically said everything on this side of the Mississippi, we're gone, we're done anyway. So, because baseball isn't like it was when we were growing up, with this week in baseball and you knew every player and you knew all that, most people couldn't name three people on the Nationals. But then again, most people couldn't name three people on the Cardinals. You just see that history. So, with the Yankees, yeah, it has star appeal, but what's really helping the Astros too is you do have a guy that's won MVP, and Altuve, you do have Bergman that will probably win the MVP this year. And then you also have a team that won the World Series 2 years ago and were in the playoffs last year. They do have some name recognition. And in all honesty, I'm not trying to hurt New Yorkers' feelings. I think Houston plays the best brand of baseball out there. And they're exciting. Although I do love Aaron Judge. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a big Judge fan. And I'm a big Torres fan, too. That kid can play baseball.
So, Ramsey's going to the Rams, huh?
He got his way, and it's just it's slowly starting to happen. Look, everyone talks about, well, you gotta see, football's hypocritical. We tell players,
yes,
you gotta honor your contract, but then we turn around and you see players get cut for not making a room for other players. So players are now, the stars are starting to say, the heck with that. Tom Coughlin, I don't like you. You're a jerk. I don't like the direction of this team. I don't like the way you're taking us. I don't want to be here anymore. And he used his leverage, and he made it work.
Yeah, obviously he did. Well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Look, I don't think he's going to a team that's going to win the Super Bowl this year, but he at least is on a team that has a shot at the playoffs. Whereas he didn't have a shot at the playoffs in Jacksonville. But how funny would this be? And I'm not wishing this on anybody. How funny would it be, though, if Jared Goff got banged up and Blake Bortles was the starting quarterback of the Rams, and that was the problem he had in Jacksonville all those years before? How funny would that be?
That'd be hilarious.
So that's the story. But, yeah, welcome to L.A.
Yeah. All right, now you got another call coming, so I'll leave it at that.
All right, buddy. I will talk to you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Lou. Always good to catch up with Lou, good friend of the program. Gonna pay a couple bills, and then we are waiting for this call in here from Chambers. So let's pay a couple bills, and let's get to that.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located at 4991 South Alma School, that's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
So a couple other quick notes. Like we said, Joe Madden is the new manager of the Angels. Definitely wanted to touch on that. Real quick, he's going to do an outstanding job for them. He is an outstanding, outstanding manager. I, by far, am not a Cubs fan, and I'm still trying to figure out why the hell the Cubs let him go. I don't know, man. That one dumbfounds me. But it's just Chicago being Chicago, the Cubs being the Cubs. So it is what it is. I guess that's how they roll. So he's going to do a bang-up job. The guy can flat-out manage, and he's also a hell of a guy. Hell of a guy. I had the opportunity to interview him a couple different times, and he's just really good. So congratulations to him, and congratulations to the Angels. Somehow, I know Mike Trout is saying, oh, my goodness, finally. Here we go. Finally, let's get this going. Now it's a party. In other news, the Phoenix Suns released they made a couple roster moves, and oops, I apologize. Started talking Phoenix Suns before I...
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Got to know my own segues. But the Suns made a couple roster moves yesterday, waived a couple players. They're now down to 16 players. They waived guard David Klamer, center Norrence Odiasi, and forward Tariq Owens. They've all been released. So the Suns roster now stands at 16. DeAndre Ayton, Aaron Baines, Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, Javon Carter, Cheek Diallo, Jared Harper, Ty Jerome, Cam Johnson, Tyler Johnson, Frank Kaminsky, John LeCue, Ele Okobo, Kelly Oubre Jr., Ricky Rubio, and Dario Saric. It sounds so nice to have, like, a wealth of talent on that team. To read those names is such a good thing. And I've said before, I think the Suns are a team that will get 30 victories this year. between 30 and 31, somewhere in there. I know, that, you know, like 30, 31, like that's like if I say 30 and it was 31, I'd get this influx of calls. But I think this team is going to be so competitive, man. And I really do believe that there's going to be games that you're going to be surprised that this team won. And I'm telling you now, don't be surprised. This is a really good basketball team compared to what we've seen the last couple of years. James Jones has a plan. He's executing that plan. Monty Williams knows how to rebuild. And sometimes you get a coach that knows how to rebuild, and you get a coach that knows how to take the next step. Monty's done both. And that's where I think everything is going to get better and look better. Competitiveness. If you compete, you stand to win. You stand a chance to win. You just got to be able to compete. And that's the one thing they're going to be able to do this year. They're going to be able to compete. So, around the NBA, I guess Anthony Davis has been cleared to play tonight. MRI was clean on his finger. Like every other sport, the NBA is doing it now too. We're making such a big deal out of preseason stuff. There's a preseason game tonight between the Lakers and the Warriors. What will that tell us? That both teams are in shape. Right? I mean, what else are we going to see? Nothing that happens today will really carry over into the season. Now, like I said before, the whole thing is to build camaraderie. The whole thing is to build chemistry and those things. So maybe those are some of the things as a fan you're looking for. But it kills me when fans say stuff like, did you see my team play last night? Dude, it's preseason. Calm down. Calm the hell down. But it's on. There's nothing else going. May as well watch it. I think there's like a Division 15 college football game on, Troy versus Southern Northern West Alabama, if you want to watch that. But otherwise, I'll check it out. It's preseason basketball. Some stars will do some things. May as well check it out. Without any further ado, on the line right now, gameplay host, the one, the only, Mia Chambers. Chambers, on the Carrie Lackey Law Line, what's good with it?
I'm here, man. I'm back. I know it's been a minute, but I'm glad to be back. How's everything going?
Oh, us, you know, minimum wage brothers in the mailroom, we're doing good. You know, we've been we're hanging in there, you know, trying to do some things,
making it work.
Just making sure that, you know, when we write this check, that we stay in that realm of the bank will pay it for us just in case, you know, small little things, you know.
Hold on.
So we do have to, in 5 minutes, knock out the power rankings for this week. And I think you're going to say, what are you thinking with a couple of these teams? I guarantee you will, but before we do that, I got to ask you. I want to give you my opinion, and then I want your thought. I say all these people that are talking about the Dallas Cowboys and them possibly firing Jason Garrett, I think they're smoking something. I think they're click hunting and they're click baiting. Because when you fire a coach in the middle of the year, one, you got to have a guy that's going to be there ready to replace the person that you're firing. And if they fire him, they're not going to replace him with the offensive coordinator who's like 12, who's struggling calling plays now. And they're not going to replace him with their defensive coordinator who is like 90, who the last time he coached the team went 0-16, and Rod Marinelli. They're sticking with Jason Garrett. It's just that simple. I'm not saying pass this year, but they're not firing and promoting either one of those guys. What's your opinion?
Absolutely. They will fire him at the end of the season. But it makes no sense to fire him right now. First of all, you
know. Chambers, you're fading. You're fading out on me. I'm getting every other word.
Hello?
We lost her. You're not going to fire Jason Garrett. Hopefully she calls right back. You're not going to fire Jason Garrett to promote Kellen Moore and Rod Marinelli. Okay, let's try this. Let's get her back on the line. Chambers, are you with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, our connection was bad. You're fading out, then it dropped.
Okay. Yeah, no, we're having like a major storm out here in New York, so it could be like the super.
That's right. That's right. You guys are on Noah's Ark today.
Yes, we are definitely on Noah's Ark today. It is raining like crazy. I was supposed to go to the Yankees game, the game three, and they post.
Yeah, you don't kid yourself. You were going to the Astros game. You were going to the Astros game to watch the Yankees.
No, I was going to the Yankees game. No. I was going to the Yankees game. Okay. I was going to the Yankees game. Okay. Yankee Stadium,
okay.
Bronx. Okay. All right.
Got
that established. I agree with you, though. I think that they knew what they were getting with Jason Garrett when they kept him as coach at the beginning of the season. It makes no sense to fire him now because, like you said, they have nobody to replace him. And firing him is not going to give the Cowboys – is not going to do nothing for the Cowboys right now. You need to fire him when the team has time to adapt to a new coaching system, to a new offensive system, to a new defensive system. And in the middle of the season when you're still potentially going to make a wild card, it just doesn't make sense.
Agreed, 100%. Here's the problem. You get a young offensive coordinator in, and the second something goes wrong, they stop running. And you didn't pay Zeke all that money to not give him the ball. And I say that because I watched this team come back against the Jets. And on you're going for a two-point conversion to tie the game, and you go five wide. When you go five wide, you just told me, I've got to pass the ball. You've tipped your hand. Even if you're going to pass the ball and you have Zeke in the backfield, I've got to honor Zeke. I can't just sell out for the pass because he's back there. You could play action,
right.
You could run with him, you could do a lot. But young offensive coordinators now, everything is cute. Look at what's happening with the Rams. The Rams ran on 8 straight possessions to start that game against San Francisco, and they ended up scoring. And then they completely got – they had one run stop, and they got away from the run. You cannot do that. Can't do that. And so I don't want this young dude running a team. Hell, he can't even run an offense with Zeke Elliott on his team. So, no. We'll pass. Your Patriots, I have to ask you this. Has Tom Brady's fastball – lost a little luster on it? I think the rain is getting you again because you're way. Chambers, are you there? Start over from what you were saying because we missed everything.
Okay. So I don't think that Brady is on the decline, okay? I think that what people are used to seeing is him hitting certain targets and him having that that confidence in them. I just don't think his confidence is as strong in the players that he's playing. Now, you have to think about it. The couple of games where he was overthrowing the receivers, which I agree, he was overthrowing them or he wasn't hitting them. I don't want to blame it on the weather, but the one game, the wind was really bad and he was overthrowing the players. You know, the other game, he's just now getting used to these new players that he's having to adjust to. You see Edelman is dropping passes that he normally doesn't drop. So it's not necessarily that Brady's not getting him the ball. It's actually the receivers who aren't making the plays. So it makes it look bad on Brady. But, I mean, Brady is who he is. Yeah, he may not be young from 10 years ago, but I don't think that, like, he's on the decline. Everybody says, oh, one bad game, he overthrew, you know, three of his receivers. You know, he's over the hill. I think you're taking it a little too far. I think they got to calm down and relax and look at the factors that are factoring into, you know, what's actually causing these, you know, drop passes. Because that is, you know, that is more what it is. It's not necessarily that he's on the decline.
Yeah, I'm watching him play. And I know people tried to bury him 3 years ago. Then they tried to bury him 2 years ago and bury him last year. I still think Tom Brady, when the playoffs roll around, you'll be fine. But I don't think it's an insult to him to say this team is winning mostly on defense and not necessarily just on Tom Brady. Because when you get to a certain age, everyone's fat, unless you're taking that stuff. And unless Tom Brady's on that stuff, and I don't believe he's on that stuff, on that narcotic, everyone's fastball comes down a little bit. But then you also then can rely on other strengths and other things. So has Tom Brady missed passes that he normally wouldn't miss? Yes. And do I think a little bit has come off his fastball? Yes. But if I had one game to win or one drive to get a touchdown, I'm still
picking Brady.
You know what? There's three guys in the league right now. Four guys in the league right now. If they had a last drive and a ball is in their hands, I'm nervous. It's Tom Brady. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's Russell Wilson. And it's Patrick Mahomes. One drive to go, you give them the ball, I'm looking at the team like, if they're playing my team, I'm like, oh, crap, here we go. Like, I already am worried about it. There's a whole bunch of other guys.
And I think that Brady, you know, and another thing I think that Brady can finally take a – that he can finally be easy. He finally has an amazing defense that can help him. It's usually always our defense sucks. Brady's got to win the game for us. Brady's got to win the game for us. It's finally at a time where the defense can win a game for us, you know, and all the pressure is not on Brady to be perfect. So, yeah, in that kind of sense, I do think that maybe, you know, he's taking a step back and maybe not try to put himself through so much stress throughout the season because he's able to depend on a very solid defense. Anybody good and oh let's see and oh they play Buffalo and Buffalo has a good defense and look at how they did, but yet they still limited the good defenses to a small amount of points, you know, and we can't really count the Jets game because those points were scored in garbage time when none of the starters were in, so we can't even count that as points scored. So this defense has really shut down a lot of these offenses. And so I think that Brady is in a point to where he doesn't have to put so much pressure on himself to be as elite as he has been because he can count on the rest of his team. You know, before he couldn't really count on his team. It was like Brady or nothing, you know. So I think that's taking effect as well.
Agreed. Stick with me. 15 seconds. We're going to get into this power tip. 15 seconds away right after this.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
So this week, let me just go ahead and say this real quick. Teams that fell out of the top 10, the power ranking top 10, were the Philadelphia Eagles, the Chicago Bears, and the Dallas Cowboys. All gone. All gone. Not in the Power 10. Can't look like that and be in his Power 10. Not my Power 10. But at number 10, not ranked last week have the Carolina Panthers. They're just winning, and it leads to this question real quick. If Cam comes back, should he get his job back? You say?
Yeah, I think he should get his job back. I think he's, but what I think is if he's coming back, if not 100%, don't even come back. Because the only thing you're doing to him is hurting him career-wise. Because if you do decide to move on from him after, you know, if you do decide to move on from him after the season, you're not giving him a fair shot because you're putting him in there knowing that he's not capable of performing how he performed. And then you put him in the position where then, yes, we can talk about how he doesn't deserve his spot and this and that. I do think he should get his spot back. He's not who he was, but I feel like that's because he's playing hurt. I feel like he's feeling the necessary need to come back so soon to not lose his spot, and he's coming back too early and not being able to perform how Cam Newton performs. So I think if he's coming back 100% healthy, he should be given another shot. And if at that point he's still not performing, then yeah, you gotta take him out and you gotta move past him. You gotta move forward.
Number 9, the Minnesota Vikings. When Adam Thielen, for lack of a better phrase, got into his quarterback's ass, it seems like things started to turn around a little bit. This team is playing well. They had two good victories. They exposed the Philadelphia Eagles secondary for what it was. I have them as a number 9 ranked team right now. At number 8, I think Patrick Mahomes is the real deal. I think he's the new thing. If we say this guy is the next one in line to the throne, I think it's him. But I think teams have figured it out. Kansas City can't stop anybody. So if we run the ball, we keep him off the field. So, and I think also Andy Reid's got a little pass happy. So they're not running the ball enough, so he's not staying on the field himself long enough. And then when they're flipping the ball over, he can't get back on the field. Bad loss to a good team last week to the Texans, but I have KC at number 8. That's gonna make a difference. It's gonna make a difference. At number 7, I have the good team that beat them for a bad loss, the Houston Texans. Coming in at number 7. Oh, by the way, KC dropped from 5 to 8. The Texans, you know what? I'm done not giving them respect. They weren't ranked last week. They're popping in. And Deshaun Watson is balling out. If I had a vote for MVP, as of right now, it would go McCaffrey, Russell Wilson, and then Deshaun Watson. And it's not like ABC. It's like 1.1. 1.2, 1.3, and from week to week they're changing positions. But Deshaun Watson is flat out balling, and he's carrying KC right now.
I like it.
Number 6, I have the Buffalo Bills. Look, I know they lost to New England. I didn't expect them to beat New England. But they didn't get punked by New England like they usually do. That defense in Buffalo, which I thought wasn't going to gel quick enough, as jail. They're playing well. If they can survive their quarterback, they're going to be a tough out, and you do not want to play them, have some freakness happen, and have to play them going to the playoffs as a wild card team at Buffalo at the end of December. Nobody wants to do that. So, but as of right now, they have the number 1 wild card spot. So that's going to be an incredible, incredible team to watch. To see if they can maintain it. But I have them up from 7 to 6. At number 5, Russell Wilson just does it. I love the way pundits speak. If you beat a team that's bad and you didn't blow them out, then there's something wrong with you. If you beat a team that's bad and you beat three teams that's bad, then, well, you didn't play nobody. If you lose to a good team, then I can't believe they lost to that team. No matter what happens, someone has something smart, alecky to say. Russell Wilson is carrying that team. He is throwing passes. I mean, he is putting them on people, on the dime. A win on the road is a win on the road. I don't care if it's Cleveland. I don't care if it's Miami. You go on the road and win, that's a good win. I have Seattle at number 5, up from number 6. At number 4, I have New Orleans. They dropped from number 2. And I know you can't say, well, why did they lose? They won, but they dropped. It's not because they lost to Jacksonville, because Jacksonville's defense can be stingy. It's the way they played on offense. They put up 13 points, and they just didn't look fluid at all. Not impressed with that whatsoever. At number 3, holding at number 3, on a gift from the NFL, and I definitely want you to comment on this, because I know we're coming down to it with the last 5 minutes, but it was a gift from the NFL. Green Bay is at number 3. Ooh, they got some favorable calls. Your thoughts on
absolutely.
Those
things? Honestly, the Lions deserve to win that game. You know, in my own personal way, you know, I do a little stuff that I want to talk about, but I needed Green Bay to win that game. So I was very lucky, but, you know, Detroit Lions, they deserve that game. Those refs screwed that whole game up for them, you know. I feel bad for them because in a division game like that, you can't afford to lose, you know. I feel bad for them. The refs are doing terrible this year. I don't know what kind of meeting they need to go to. What
needs to happen, but the refs need to start getting fined for these bad calls.
Yeah, that was a bad game. But you know what? I'm going to say this to Detroit, and I'm going to tell them this again. If you're on the road and you're in Green Bay, you can't kick that many field goals. If just one of those drives and a touchdown, they win that game. And it's
exactly.
Like boxing.
And they made Green Bay turn the ball over so many times. They had the opportunity.
They got to poke one of those in. You have to. It's like when you fight a fighter and you go to his hometown to fight, you can't wait for the judges to give you the decision. You got to knock him out. And that's the only thing I'll say about Detroit. They didn't knock him out. They had him on the ropes, and they let him go. What did Denny Green say? We let him off the hook. They let him off the hook. At number 2, up from number 4, I have San Francisco. And I hear people say, oh, we don't know what San Francisco is. I don't know how good they are. You know how good they are? They haven't lost.
Exactly.
That's how good they are.
Exactly. Respect. Because they are doing some stuff that nobody thought that they would do this year, not including me. I was having an argument with my cousin about San Francisco. And now it's too often.
Yeah, they're just good. They're just good. They play defense. They run the ball. They hit you dead in the face. They went into L.A., and they didn't beat the Rams, who were favored. They kicked the Rams' ass. Plain and simple. They beat them up. And they held Jared Goff to 78 yards passing. That's a good team. That's just a good team. And at number 1.
Who's number 1?
Who could it be? You know what? Your connection is losing again, so I'm going to have to let you go.
Don't you try it. My connection is falling again.
The number 1 team, I've had number 1 all year. Nothing has changed from that. The New England Patriots are, in my opinion, the best team in football right now. So, listen, we got a minute. So I got to ask you, didn't I tell you what would happen on the show? Didn't I tell you what would happen?
Yeah, you did tell me. You told me.
I told you. I told you Keisha wasn't going to make it. And I told you who was going to take her out. It was coming. It was clear as day. Me or you?
You know,
you are,
but I didn't like her attitude, you know, the end of her role. So actually, I'm not too mad about her getting off. She was getting on my nerves.
And someone had to take her out. And you know who they
were?
You know what? Here's what. I don't know what you think about this show, but the way it's shaping up, it seems like everyone's going to get killed except Tyreek at the end.
I
think he's going to be the last man standing.
Tyreek just looking around. He did that on purpose. He can't direct between real life and his show. And I think he really does. I love Tyreek. So nobody watches this show like Tyreek. So I don't know how he's the only one to survive.
Yep. I think when Tommy finds out Tasha killed Keisha, that's going to be her. I think when Ghost finds out that Tommy killed Keisha, I mean that killed Tasha, he's going to take out Ghost. And somehow in the end, I think Tariq kills his own dad. And he's the last man standing. I really believe it. Tell everyone about your show, because we're coming up against it. Why are you
definitely
going to
see.
Why do your own self-promotion? There you go. Tell everyone about your show, because we got 30 seconds.
Okay, you guys, I've been out of commission for a while, but I will be back next week. We'll be live Wednesday again, the standard time gameplay. If you want to follow me and find out information for the show, you can follow my Instagram at official_Mimi_C. See you guys soon.
Next time you call in, call from a payphone. Because the wireless you guys is killing me.
Listen, it's a storm. Remember, we're having a storm.
Yeah, well, go out to the local market and call from a payphone next time. Because this was killing me.
I gotta get a landline. I'm gonna get a landline soon.
Oh, thank you, and we will catch up Friday to do the picks.
Yes, absolutely. Friday, you guys. So,
all right.
If you see me, I'll see you on the cave show on Friday.
All right, cool. And get a whole bunch of quarters because you got to go to payphone.
Yes, I know. Shut up. Goodbye.
All right, later. The one, the only, Mia Chambers. That's it. That's a wrap for us. Social media at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, thesportscave.com. Remember, K's are always with the K with us. PLR on Sports for Twitter, for the Twitter for me. And we'll be back mañana. Tomorrow is not Cigars with the Cave Show. We are on, but we will not be doing Cigars with the Cave Show. Thank you all. It is Wednesday. It is the Cave Show with PLR. Thank you for spending part of your hump day with us. Until tomorrow, everyone take care. Have a great rest of your day.